from Dancing Princess to Potato. That's a tale worth telling. But in this book, I also want to present a third Victoria. The little old lady, sullen in expression, gloomy in dress, proved to be a remarkably successful queen, one who invented a new role for the monarchy. She found a way of being a respected sovereign in an age when people were deeply uncomfortable with having a woman on the throne. Perhaps the Victorians were even less comfortable with women in power than, say, the Tudors with Elizabeth I or the Stuarts with Queen Anne. And I believe that Victoria got around this by working out rather a clever way of ruling that we might characterise as stereotypically feminine. She operated by instinct rather than logic, emotion rather than intellect. And this turned out to be perfect for an institution like the monarchy. It had lost its cold, hard power, but it might, through gesture and spectacle, be able to retain its influence. The accident of her gender turned out to be just what the monarchy needed. But what did this cost Victoria as a human being? An awful lot, I think. As well as a queen, she was also a daughter, a wife, and a widow. And at each of these steps along life's journey, she had to perform all sorts of troubling mental contortions to conform to what society demanded of a woman. On the face of it, she was deeply socially conservative. The idea of votes for women, for example, disgusted her. But if you look at her actions rather than her words, she was in fact tearing up the rule book for how to be female. And I'm particularly interested in Victoria's years as a widow. Her early life was so traumatic and dramatic that biographers in the past have tended to concentrate upon it, and there's a plethora of books about the young queen. But historians have more recently begun to swing the other way, and I stand with them in believing that she became her best self in old age. Only in maturity did she come out of the shadow of her husband's domineering personality to emerge imperious, eccentric, and really rather magnificent. People in the process of writing a biography are often asked, "Do you like your subject?" In the case of Victoria, the answer is complex. She could be a monster. Her children could have told you of terrible flaws in her parenting. She could be inconsistent, dictatorial, and selfish. But her own horrid upbringing, redeemed only by occasional bright shafts of love and light, means that it would be a stony heart that felt no pity for the human being that she was. And there's much to admire, too. She was never vain. She was, in her peculiar way, hardworking and deeply committed to her unchosen task. Her job made impossible demands upon her, and yet there's a sense of buoyancy about her and idiosyncrasy and an energy that sweeps you onto her side. I think that her life was, all things considered, a hard one. Not materially hard, but hard in the sense that enormous wealth and celebrity can put pressure on a human being. She required massive mental resilience. So, do I like her? Well, the answer is yes. Initially hesitant, but ultimately resounding. And I have also loved telling her story by peering through 24 different windows into her life. The idea came to me in 2012, when my colleague Alexandra Kim, we worked together as curators at Queen Victoria's birthplace, Kensington Palace in London, completed a loan request for a parasol from the Museum of London. Made of black lace, it was the very one carried by Victoria as she drove through London on the 22nd of June 1897 to show herself to the crowds who'd gathered to celebrate her diamond jubilee. The parasol was a gift from the father of the House of Commons, Charles Pelham Villiers, member for Wolverhampton. Aged 95 at the time of the Jubilee, he'd entered Parliament when Victoria was 16, 2 years short of becoming Queen in 1837. He was one of the few people living who could remember what it was like before the long, colourful Victorian age began. This parasol was just one item in an exhibition where we attempted to recreate that one particular day when she and her empire were perhaps at their zenith. We pulled together